I'm Patrick Smith.
And this is Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. The time is 8:49.
Support comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on their upcoming auction of 201 acres in Douglas County, Illinois, is at murraywiseassociates.com or at 217-398-6400.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. OPEC today says that U.S. oil production could start declining by the end of this year, in contrast with an energy watchdog's report last week saying that a North American oil boom could dent prices. In its closely watched monthly market report, OPEC said growth in U.S. oil output was set to halve this year, and a drop in production can be expected to follow, possibly by late 2015, because of lower rig counts. The organization had originally said production of U.S. oil would start falling in 2018. Last Friday, the International Energy Agency said U.S. oil output was surprisingly strong in February as oil companies focused on the most prolific oil plays. The IEA said U.S. growth would slow, not decline, in the second half of this year. OPEC also raised its forecast for global oil demand by 50,000 barrels a day to 93.33 million barrels a day. The Federal Reserve meets this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. The two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee that ends on Wednesday is one of those once-in-a-quarter events, with both a press conference from Chairwoman Janet Yellen and an update on the committee members' long-term interest rate projections. It is expected by many analysts that the Fed will lose the word patient to describe it in its statement of readiness to increase rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,772, up 119 points. The NASDAQ, 4,327, up 25. The S&P 500, 2,056, up 14 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest continues to enjoy an unusually warm period of time. Temperatures this week will cool down a little bit and become a little bit more seasonable. The forecast is for some of the region to experience temperatures back below freezing again across some of the northern parts of the region as we go later into this week. But that's not all that unusual, and there's no reason to be concerned about the condition of winter wheat across the area since temperatures haven't been warm enough for a long enough period of time to make that an issue. That may not be the case, of course, in areas off to the west in hard red winter wheat country, where temperatures over the weekend were in the 60s and 70s, even into the 80s yesterday afternoon. Most of those 80s occurred in Nebraska and parts of northwest Kansas, as well as northeastern Colorado, and even, for that matter, parts of South Dakota. That seems to be the core of the driest area in the nation at the moment, although portions of North Dakota are also included in that, along with Montana. These areas will be closely monitored as we go forward through the spring season, because the potential is that these areas will continue in a dry biased mode until at least during the heart of the spring season. The temperature bias across the central and eastern parts of the U.S. will cool back down again after today. Today will be an unseasonably warm to hot day. More 80s and perhaps some extremes up around 90 degrees will occur in the central plains. In the heart of the Midwest, though, our temperatures will not be quite so impressive, but still very pleasant. Temperatures this morning running mostly upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. And we do have some light southerly winds blowing across the area, and relative humidity is kind of low, so we're going to see some quick drying conditions across parts of the region. The high temperatures across the Midwest today will be very impressive in the majority of the region. We'll expect to see those highs peaking out in the 60s and 70s across many areas in the south and in the west. These two areas will likely see the warmest weather, and temperatures over 80 degrees will be possible today in Missouri, parts of western and southwestern Iowa, and neighboring areas in Nebraska and Kansas. 70s will occur all the way east into the heart of Illinois, the central and southern parts of Indiana and southern Ohio, as well as Kentucky. The extreme northern parts of the Midwest will see temperatures today mostly 40s and 50s, but that for them will be almost as fine as some of this warmth I've just mentioned for the heart of the Midwest. As we go into the day tomorrow, though, much different weather. We'll see high temperatures 40s and 50s dominating a big part of the Midwest. A few temperatures over 60 will occur near and south of the Ohio River, and some 30-degree readings will occur in the northern parts of the Great Lakes region. As we go on into the day on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, we'll see similar conditions prevailing. The lowest temperatures at night will slip back into the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the region as we get involved with the cooler weather this week. Lower parts in the Midwest will see temperatures at night falling back into the 20s and lower 30s. None of the cold is likely to be of a threat. Even in hard red winter wheat country, most of the crop there has not advanced enough to be impacted by the freezes. Livestock stress that occurred over the weekend and will occur again today in the Central Plains because of the excessive heat will begin to abate as we go into midweek this week. Down in South America, everything continues to look very good for the majority of Argentina, which will see a net drying bias this week. No precipitation of meaning is likely, although rain did fall over the weekend in many areas. In Brazil, the same areas that are struggling with too much moisture will continue doing so. That includes Mato Grosso, Goiás, parts of Sao Paulo, and also areas in northern Paraná. These areas will all continue to see rain periodically as we move forward through this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 546.5, up 7.25. Soft May is 507, now 506.75, up 4.75. May corn, 380.25, down 0.25. July, 388 unchanged. December, 405, up 0.25. May soybeans, 976.75, up 2.75. July, 981, up 3. November, 955.5, up 2.25. May soybean meal, 328.40, up 1.40. May soybean oil, 30.45, down 4 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is over in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. On the surface of it, you look at these numbers and you say the market not doing a whole lot of anything. But overnight, the market did try to probe the downside of both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, Friday's obviously close was not very good. Technically, we did see the lowest trading level in the corn we've seen in a couple weeks. Lowest level we've seen in a month here on the nearby contract for soybeans. Not a very good close technically. Saw some continued liquidation to start the week here. We have tried to catch and hold here a little bit here this morning, Dave. The dollar is trying to work a little lower. That seems to be offering a little bit of support here this morning, seeing a little bit of uptick in wheat. Plains could use a little moisture, and we also have some growing condition concerns around the globe, really, on wheat, so that's offering a little support there. Corn's kind of just stuck here with really not a lot of news. We'll have export inspections out here at 10, and OPA crush out at 11, so a couple of newsworthy things here. We'll see if that wants to move the market much.
I think the market may be kind of sitting here biding time, waiting for the end of the month, maybe.
I think that's it. I think we'll have some private estimates here as the week goes on, so we'll see what the market's thinking. But, for the most part, though, for acres, the market's looking for lower corn acres, higher bean acres. Just going to be the question of how much. Probably will remind the market that we have plenty of corn laying around with that grain stocks report. So we got a couple newsworthy items, typically a pretty volatile market reaction on the 31st. So I think you kind of summed it up. We're probably going to just kind of grind sideways, continue in this broad range until we see what those numbers say at the end of the month.
A million or two more of beans at the expense of corn might provide corn some support, but I don't think it'd do a whole lot for beans given where we are with the South American crop.
No, plenty of beans both here and worldwide. Ending stocks fairly large when you look at both parties there, so it's going to be tough to continue to rally. We do continue to have pretty good demand for soybeans, so some underlying support there. You never know when newsworthy items such as the Brazilian truck strike, those kind of things rear its head up a little bit. But, you know, at least fundamentally, plenty of beans laying around, that's for sure.
I think you maybe want to see a number below 88 million on corn for some bullish enthusiasm maybe to re-enter the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, especially on the old crop here, Dave, I think the market's realizes there's plenty of corn out there. We talked about that a little bit last week at Beef House. There's a lot of corn still in farmers' hand, and that continues to keep a lid on the market. And you know, we're going to have to see some of that stuff start to move probably to get too much more than just a bounce here.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. May corn, 379.5 down 1. July, 387.25 down 3 quarters. May beans, 976.75 up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 980.75 up 2 and 3 quarters. Novi beans are 955. They're up 1 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.